We'll do a review in the Kutei Sichas in Chelik Lamed Beis, volume 32, the Sicha for Iyor. It's interesting, in this series, in the Kutei Sichas in Lamed Beis, they have a separate Sicha for the month of Nisan, and then they had the Sicha of the month of Iyor. And the Rebbe talks about, in the month of Iyor, it's a abbreviation of Ani Hashem Reifecha. Even though Iyor is spelled with two yuds, as the Rebbe explains in the Ha'ore, but it stands for I Hashem is your healer. Basically, that the month of, it's brought down from the Svarim, this abbreviation, basically that the month of Iyor is a month of healing. But the Rebbe says not just plain healing, but the healing of Ani Hashem. When Hashem heals, it's in a way that you don't become sick in the first place. Similar to what the Rambam writes, that if you eat the right food, you're not going to get sick. But the Rebbe says more than that. Even if a person has gotten sick because he ate the wrong things or he did the wrong things, and yet when Hashem heals him, he heals him so that in such a way as if he was never sick, as the Rebbe will explain in detail, the difference between a doctor, and the Ragachover brings down, a doctor heals, and the way the Eibishter heals. The Rebbe extends this to the idea of also of healing spiritually, and the Rebbe connects that the healing that we get in the month of Iyor comes from the month of Nisan. The Rebbe says there is an interlock between the month we call the first, second, third month, because it's not just a separate name month, but it's a continuation. The blessings for the next month come from the power of the first month. That's why Shabbos Mevarchim, when we bless the next month, it's always in the previous month. And the power for this special kind of healing from the month of Iyor comes from Nisan, which is Nisei Nisim, great miracles, which is Hashem himself took us out on a very high level. And this is important not only for physical healing, but also spiritual healing as well, because the counterpart there is to physical situations is also one spiritual sense. And when it comes to the month of Iyor, in which the physical surroundings, the trees, everything growing, there is a bigger push for physicality, for bodily pleasures, and sometimes you may falter a little bit in your spiritual obligations, and that's why we read the Pirkei Avos on the month of the summer months, and we get that Hashem Rofecha from the power of the previous month. The Rebbe will explain a lot of these points in detail. We'll go step by step. Iyor. Aleph. So the Rebbe says, Iso b'svarim, which is brought down in the Svarim, she Iyor hu Rosh Tevis, that the name Iyor is an abbreviation, Ani Hashem Reifecho, I Hashem, your healer. And that means to say that healing is associated with this month. So it's a good month to get healing, to be healed. That this month is especially qualified, especially fit to the aspect of healing. Healing is in the month of Iyor. Now, the Rebbe says, we're not just saying that Iyor is a month of healing, but it's a healing that comes from Hashem. Ani Hashem Reifecha. V'hine, Rebbe said, B'ru inyan harfua gufa yesh kama yifanim. Within healing, there's many different ways. But v'kan mudgish sharifua, the Iyor. But here, the emphasis that this healing that comes in the month of Iyor, shayeches l'ani Hashem Reifecha, that is connected, I Hashem as are your healer, I'm your healer. So which means that this is a month of healing of Hashem, that Hashem heals you. Refuah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daika, specifically an emphasis that this is the refuah of Hashem. what is the difference between the refuah of a doctor or a person and the refuah of Hashem, that's articulated and specified in the pasuk. Shachidush b'refuah zu, what is the novel, the specialty of this healing of Hashem? Mefurish b'kosuf, this is very clearly stated in the pasuk. Pasuk says like follows, Kol hamachlo goyber, all the sicknesses that the Yidden experienced in Egypt, the pasuk says, Loi osim olecho, I will not put them on you, which means you will not even have them. Ki ani Hashem refecho, because I am God, your healer, and therefore you won't get sick in the first place, Loi osim olecho, which means haynu. Shachodesh Baruch Hu Meineya Shachoyli Yovei Al Ha'odam Lachatchila, which means Hashem prevents from the sickness not to come on the person to begin with. So you don't get sick. The Eibishter is a healer in a way that he doesn't let you get sick. So that's the specialty of the month of Iyar. Hashem is your healer. As the Rebbe will explain in a minute, know that it even works even if you do get sick. But the Rebbe gives an example. What does it mean, a doctor? Hashem is a healer that will make sure you don't get sick. This is similar to the Divrei HaRambam, to the words that Rambam writes, She'im ha'odom zoir kideboi b'macholi v'chulu, if a person is properly careful with what he eats, etc. Api ha'anhogis ha'mavores b'ilchus deil shaloi, according to follow the guidelines, the conduct, which are detailed, explained in the laws of Deis of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Ani orav loy, I guarantee him, she'ein nebol li decheli kol yomov, that he's not going to be sick all of his days. He's not going to be sick. That means a doctor who prescribes you, gives you directions, and tells you what to do so you don't get sick in the first place. That's the novelty of the Eibishter's healing. That's special that you don't even get sick. But the Rebbe adds to it that even if you do get sick, God forbid, there is still a novelty and an advantage in the healing of Hashem. Because when Hashem heals, it goes back from the beginning, as if there was never a sickness. Anytime you get healed, even if it's from a doctor, it comes from Hashem. But over there, the Eibishter, Hashem gives the doctor the right and the wisdom to heal you properly. But it's also from Hashem. But when it comes, the doctor can only heal you from here and on. So that means while you were sick, you were sick. And he fixes you, heals you from this point and on. But when Hashem heals you, he heals you in a way that to begin with, you're not sick. V'yesh lahoysi, the Rebbe says we can add. Shahachidush b'rifuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the novelty in the healing? When Hashem heals you, it's not just in the fact that it prevents that the sickness doesn't get to you in the first place, as we said before from the Rambam, that the Eibishter heals you in a way that you don't get sick. Besides that, Elo, there's an additional thing to it. Even in a situation when the conduct of the person caused that he did become sick, their sickness came upon him. Hine, then kasher rufo sebo me'ani Hashem refecho, when his healing comes from I'm Hashem, your healer. The healer is Hashem. Hare hu ba'oifun achar l'gamri mirifuas reifa basar v'dam. So it's in a totally different way, on a whole different level than the healing that comes from a doctor who's a human being. Now, that's notwithstanding, even the doctor, the human being, is also healing by an agent, being an agent of Hashem. But when the healing comes directly from Hashem, it's on a totally different level. Even though that also the healing that comes from a doctor who is a human being, it also comes from Hashem. He gave permission and he gave the power for the doctor, for the healer to heal. But yet, when the healing comes from Ani Hashem Reifecho, it's on a higher level. How so? The Rebbe explains. Refuas Bosor Vadom Moeles Bederach Klal. Usually, generally speaking, the healing of a human being helps Rak Mekan Ol Haba, only from here and on. You were sick for a period of time, and the doctor heals you that from that new, from when he treats you, you are no longer sick. But he doesn't wipe out the sickness that was there from before. As we'll see soon from the Tzofnes Paneach, that there, even sometimes when a doctor can do that, it's still by different by Hashem. Let's wait and we'll see. So the Rebbe says, a doctor heals from here and up. Kimavur b'gamore. In the Gemara, we find explained hachiluk bein hatoras nedorim al yidei chacham. When you absolve a vow, when you come to a sage, a person made a vow and he comes to the sage and says, you know, I want you to absolve me from my promise. And the chacham says to him, when you made your vow, did you realize how difficult it would be to keep your vow? And if he says no, so the Chacham is matir, the neder, he uproots the neder mi'ikorei, so he says, you know, your vow wasn't really a valid vow because it was said, undertaken erroneously. It was a mistake because you thought you could do it, but you really can't do it. So that means, the Gemara says, that the vow doesn't even begin. You never had a vow because it was a mistaken vow, so it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, so when a chacham absolves you, annulifies the vow, permits the neder, he is uprooting the neder from the beginning. But what about urefuas mum ali deirefa? When the doctor, the Gemara says, he heals a blemish, a defect. He only heals from here and on. He doesn't take it away. Before you were sick, and now he's healing you. That is an ordinary doctor. An ordinary doctor can only hear from here and on, as the Gemara states over there. As opposed to when Hashem heals, kivon shoifanahu. How does Hashem heal? It says in the Pasuk, Lo osim alecha melechatchila, Hashem, I won't put it on you from the beginning. So when Hashem heals you, He makes it not just from here and on you're healed, but you were never sick in the first place. It uproots that sickness as if it never was. It was never there. It takes it away totally. So, the difference, in addition to the Eibishter being a doctor, doesn't allow for the sickness to come to you, but even if the sickness does get to you because you violated and you got sick, you didn't listen to the instructions of the doctor to Hashem, and you violated, you got sick, and when the Eibishter heals you, Iyor Ani Hashem Reifecho, He takes it out as if you were never sick, which the doctor can't do. But the Rebbe brings down, now, the Tzofnes Paneach says there are doctors and there are certain sicknesses that the doctor can uproot from the beginning. Even the doctor, a human being doctor, can do that. And yet, the Rebbe said there's a difference between the healing of Hashem and the doctor. when a doctor heals you from the beginning, he's actually verifying how does he heal from the past. Because the doctor actually is telling us that, you know what, you weren't sick in the first place. It's now came to the realization you were never sick. The doctor says, you know, now we come, we see the x-rays and we do another examination, you weren't sick in the first place. So the doctor is sort of revealing to us that you were never sick. But that means it was a mistake in the diagnosis. But by the Eibishter, the diagnosis was correct. The doctor cannot, says it's Sofnas Paneach, to undo a diagnosis, but he could come to the conclusion that the diagnosis wasn't correct. But the Eibishter heals, he takes away the sickness. The diagnosis was correct, and the person was sick, and then the Eibishter heals him, now as if he was never sick. Let's look inside. You say to Mizu, B'tzofnas Paneach Mevuer, in the Tzofnas Paneach, it's explained, Shagam, Refuas Bosar Vadom, Yesh Beiz Min Refuas. Also, by human being healing, there's two types of healing. Aleph Bekanul Haba, one which is just from this point and further, you're healed. Vachas Lamafreya, one heals from the back. So, the Rebbe, Abel Mekomokim, Yesh Chidush, Refuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is still a novelty in the way Hashem heals. Even relative to that healing which is retroactively from before. The fact that there can be healing through a human being in such a way that it impacts what happened before at that point when the person was sick, it's only because the healing that you got, it figured out, it sorted out, it showed us that the person wasn't really sick, because when he took the refuah, we say that wasn't a diagnosis. Kloimar, shal yidei harefuah nizbarer shelo hayomum lachatchila. Through the healing, we now can tell that there wasn't really a defect there in the first place. It looked like there was a defect, but it wasn't. It didn't change. If there was a defect, it can't change. It can reveal that it wasn't really a defect. That's what a human being doctor can do. Aval im hoyolimum. But if there was a real defect, shuv I efsher lebosor vadom laker esamum lemafrei, then it's impossible for a human being to uproot the defect retroactively. So there is that limitation of the healing of a doctor, of a human being. But the Eibishter doesn't have that limitation. Masha enkin refuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ofen ani Hashem refecha. But when the Eibishter heals you in this way of ani Hashem refecha, again, the Eibishter heals you through the doctor too. But when the Eibishter heals you in this style of ani Hashem refecha, I'm your healer, kivan sho'ifanu hu lo'osam alecha, since the style of this healing is I don't put it on you, so even if on the person has already come a sickness, the healing uproots it. As if it was never placed on the person. Wow. So what do we see over here? The power of the month of Iyar, which emphasizes ani Hashem Reifecho, that anything that you may have had is not just going to be fixed, but it's going to be uprooted from the beginning. Since Iyar is the abbreviation, I Hashem are you healer, how they move on, so it's understood, stood, says Gulas Chodesh Zeh, being Harifuahi, that the special opportunities of this month, when we talk about healing, is in a way that I Hashem are your healer, ha'ikeres kol inyan ha'chayli me'ikorei, that uproots the entire sickness from the beginning, as if you were never sick. We have this special sgula on the month of Iyar, when Ani Hashem Reifecha style of healing, to uproot our sickness as if we were never sick. And where does this come from? Such a powerful healing and such a powerful change that it changes the situation the way it was before. It's a Ni Hashem Reifecha healing style. It comes because Iyar, Ani Hashem, it comes after Nisan. And the Rebbe is going to explain now that the months are connected, and since in Nisan there is the revelation of the Eibishter himself came down and revealed himself. It's a month of such miracles, and therefore that healing that follows the month of Iyar, which is the Sheni, the Chodesh HaSheni, follows and gets the special kind of healing, as we'll see inside Beis. Yuvon Zeh will understand this Behekdem Hatam, that by introducing the reason, Shebechamish Shachum Sheitoira, in the five books of the Torah, which means in the Torah, we don't have names for the month. We call it Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. There is no names. In the five books of the Torah, Nikroim HaChadoshim B'Misporam HaSiduri, the month are referred to, are called by their organized numbers. Number one, month number one, number two, number three. We don't talk about the name for each month, but they come and they are the second and third month. So, therefore, in the Torah, Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh Arishon. The Torah calls it, Chamish Chum Shetorah always calls it the first month. Chodesh Iyar is called HaChodesh HaSheni V'chul. Here we're talking about the word Iyar, which is the name of the month, is Ani Hashem Reifecha. But in the Torah, it doesn't call it Iyar. In the Torah, it's called Sheni. And the Rebbe is wondering, why is the Torah given, calling these months just in their order? Number two, why doesn't the Torah give mano? V'loikova Torah Shem l'kol chodesh v'chodesh. Why did the Torah not set up a name that this is the first one has this name? Why is the Torah go one and two? And the Rebbe says one and two is precise to say that these months follow each other. They're not separate. This is not a Nisan, this is an Iyar, separate, but they're one, two. They two follows one, and all of the months are part of one cycle. We can say one of the reasons, because within this it's hinted that besides the unique content, every month has its own specialty, that each one has its own specialty, Kimavur become a svarim, as explained in many of the books, the special qualities and the special content of each month. Had a yud base chotchi hashono. So on top of that, besides being separate, the 12 months of the year, heim gam mitzius hemshech behemshech echad, they're also an entity, one continuous. They're not separate, but it's one, two, three. There's one continuous flow throughout all the months of the year. That's why these months are referred to in their number, organized number, Hamadgish, which emphasizes Shekol HaChadoshim Havim Hemshech Echot, that emphasizes that all of the months make one continuous thing, because Ubepashtus, very simply, Kshomrim Sheni, when you say this is the second month, so you're actually saying Harizeh Madgish, this emphasizes Shebo Behemshech LaRishon V'chulu, that this comes as a follow-up to the first one, and second, there'll be a third one. It, in the name, saying that this is the second, you're actually implying right there that there is first, so that there's a continuation from the first. So therefore, it means that every month is actually preparing for the next month, because the next month follows this month. So mizem muvon. So from this we understand, Shinyone shel kol chodesh v'chodesh u'gam hachona v'hagdomo l'inyone shel chodesh habo achrof, that the matters of this month is also a preparation and an introduction to the ideas of the month that follows, and v'hemshech elav, that follows it. The previous month, who is the Rishon, comes first to the second month, and it prepares us for the second month. It introduces, and then the second month follows the first month. And the Rebbe said that's also the reason why we always do the Shabbos Mevarchim on the Shabbos before. Now, so that we want to do it on a Shabbos on the previous month. So now you're going to say, well, want to do Shabbos Mevarchim on Shabbos, it always happens to be. How else? No, but we see, even when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, so technically you can do Shabbos Mevarchim on Rosh Chodesh itself, we bench it in the Shabbos before. Why? We want to connect the previous Chodesh with the next Chodesh, so that the benching, the blessing of the previous month blesses the next month. That proves Rebbe's point that the next month follows the previous month within the preparation and introduction of the first month, and the blessing he gets is from the first month to the second month. V'yesh loimar, we can say shezeu atam hapnimi. This is the inner reason. Sheshabbos mevorchim achodesh itomid, that the Shabbos mevorchim of the chodesh will always be in the previous month. Gam k'shirish chodesh chal b'shabbos. Even when Rosh Chodesh comes on Shabbos, so technically you can bench it on Shabbos, it's always HaShabbos HaAchroina B'Chodesh Shelefonav. It always comes at the last Shabbos. It's always in the months beforehand. And the last Shabbos, that's the preparation. L'Chodesh, that is to point to the fact Shabrochu Nisinas Koyach HaLavoides HaChodesh Habo, that the blessing and the power that we have for the service of the coming month, comes from the month that preceded it. That's why we're benching it in the previous month. And the Rebbe wants to say, Iyar follows Nisan. The reason we have this, such a great healing in the month of Iyar, Ani Hashem Rifecho, is from the blessings and the power that we have in the month of Nisan. So based on this, we can say in our subject matter, Chodesh Iyar Shehu Achodesh Hasheni, the month of Iyar, which is the second month, Habo Behemshech L'Chodesh Harishon, which comes as a follow-up to the first month, Chodesh Nisan, Umizbarech Menu, and is blessed by the first month. So we can say, Shezeh Sharefuah D'Chodesh Iyar, that this healing of the month of Iyar, it's in such a way that I, Hashem, am your healer, which takes away from, to begin with, the no sickness, that it uproots it. It's a refuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davke. It's a healing of Hashem, u'mipnei shebo la'achrei, because it follows and it comes as a continuation to the month of Nisan. So let's talk a little bit about the month of Nisan, seeing what Nisan is that infuses the power into Iyar to become such a powerful healing of Ani Hashem Reifecho. Nisan is miracles. The word Nisan, Nisei Nisim, Exodus of Egypt, Hashem himself, it were miracles totally beyond nature that took place. That is the month of Nisan. That manifests itself later in the month of the year. In Yonei Shel Chodesh Nisan Hu, what is the aspect, what is the month of Nisan? Chodesh HaGeula, it's a month of redemption. V'akavona bazeh, what is the intent redemption? Not just a redemption, Geula Nisis, it's a miraculous redemption. Shalamayla Minateva, which was higher than nature. Ukamoi Geulas Mitzrayim Bepashtus, we say it's a month of redemption. So we're talking, but generally it's a month of higher than nature, but this is also reflected in literally the redemption of Mitzrayim, literally. Shabo ha'yidei, shabo ha'yidei nisim v'nifloiz, shalamaylo min hateva legamri. It came through miracles and wonders beyond nature, totally, totally beyond nature. That was the actual miracles that brought the redemption in the month of Nisan. And unlike Purim, which it all dressed up in nature, the loy kigulas Purim, Shebechedish Ador, not like the redemption of Purim, which is in the month of Ador, was also redemption, but it was not miraculous. Shehoy saw Ayidei Nes Melubish Beteva, that was through a miracle that was dressed in nature. And this idea that Nisan is this miraculous beyond nature is in the name Nisan. Kumarum is gam b'shem Nisan. Also, Meloshin Nes, Loshin of a miracle. Ubazeg Gufa, as the Gemara says, Nisan has Nun in the beginning and Nun the end. There is Shtei Nunim, there's two Nunim. Hamoira al Nisei Nisim, which shows miraculous miracles. Within miracles, miracles. So it's all about miracles. The month of Nisan and the redemption took place through great miracles. V'hainu. Why were there these great miracles? Because Hashem himself basically came down to redeem us. It was a geula, a nisim dike geula, mipnei she geulas, Mitzrayim bo, the redemption of Mitzrayim came, al yidei she niklo aleihem melech malcham loch makodesh baruch hu, through the fact that upon them was revealed the king, that king's kings HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter himself revealed himself at that time of the month of Nisan that brought about this outstanding miraculous miracles. B'chvoido ba'atzmei, as we say in the Haggadah, that it was he himself, the Eibishter. U'ga'olam, so the redemption and redemption of Mitzrayim was Hashem himself brought about a tremendous, miraculous redemption. That's why this redemption comes without dressing up at all in the ways of nature. And this is the flow between the 2 months of Nisan and Iyar. The Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh HaRishon, this month of Nisan, which is one, Chodesh HaRishon, the first month, Noisen Koyach B'Chodesh Iyar Shel Achrei Zeh, that gives the power in the month of Iyar that follows. Shu Mesugul Le'inyan HaRefuah Kenal, that becomes that special opportunity for healing, like before, not just healing. That this healing should come in such a manner, I, Hashem, am your healer, because the Eibishter was revealed on Nisan in a miraculous way. This is a healing from Hashem in himself, just like the miracles and the redemption on Nisan came to Hashem himself. Iyar gets Hashem himself's healing. Shidafur Shalomai Lamateva, that becomes a healing which is beyond nature. Ha'ikeres es hacholi, it uproots the sickness ki'ilu lahoyo boi me'olam, as if it was never by him. So that's the power that it receives from the month of Nisan that preceded it, in which it was a very miraculous redemption. Hashem revealed himself, we get the revelation in the ear through the healing of Ani Hashem Refecha that removes that there was nothing there in the first place. And now the Rebbe is going to move along to explain, this is talking about the sicknesses so far, which is physical. But the Rebbe goes to explain the same thing would apply, that ear is a time that is miraculous healing, Ani Hashem Refecha, also from spiritual decline, and if we need healing. Gimel, v'hine yadua, behold, it's known, shekshem sheyeshcheili refuas aguf, just as there is sicknesses and medicines and healing for the body, kach yeshcheili refuas anefesh, there's also sicknesses and healing for the soul. Kamavur Baruch Bishmein Prakum La Rambam, as explained at length in the 8 chapters of the Rambam, Bishem Kadmonim, in the name of the earlier ones. Ba'pizeh Yesh Leimer, so based on this we can say, She'ikir Ha'inyan Dani Hashem Reifecha, the main aspect of Hashem, I'm your healer, Shel Chodesh Iyur, of the month of Iyur, who Bekeshel L'Refuas HaNefesh, is at its tied to the healing of the soul. And from this, it branches out and it involves later on that it's also a good time, it's a good omen for the healing of the body. But it's all about the soul, really. And from there, because the soul gets that special healing at this time, eventually it filters down and it branches down, it evolves to also the physical, the healing of the body. And the Rebbe says, generally speaking, I mean, here we're talking about machla, it seems like we're talking about very physical things over here. But the Rebbe is saying this Ani Hashem Refecha is mainly for the spiritual level. But the Rebbe gives now, in the brackets, generally speaking, this is not a new concept, that even though the Torah seems to talk about the physical, so how are we saying it's talking about the spiritual healing, the refuas hanefesh, the Rebbe says it's known that b'chlal, all of Torah talks about in the upper levels, and it's hinted, comes down to the lower levels. So it should be no surprise that even though we're talking about the refuas, seems like physical, no, the all of Torah talks about the spiritual counterpart that filters down to the physical level. And the Rebbe says, "Ubifrat al pi ha'yedua," especially according to what is known, "Sha'at Torah medaberes be'elyonim umeramezes b'tachtonim," that Torah is actually speaking in the higher level, the upper levels, and it's only hinting to the lower levels. What does it mean? That first and foremost, the aspects of Torah speak, it talks about the upper levels, which means the upper levels, as we interpret it in their spiritual content, what the meaning of them is. And then, and the simple, literal explanation, as the Torah is explained over here in this low world, in this physical world, that's only the hint. It's the reverse. It's not that the Torah is hinting for the spiritual. The Torah is actually talking about the spiritual level. And the physical, though, we're learning the Torah over here, talking about that's only the hint. The same thing is in our matter. When the Torah discusses the idea of healing, first and foremost, the Torah is talking about the spiritual contents, and therefore, we're going to explain Ani Hashem Refecha, how it manifests, how it discusses the spiritual healing that we experience in the month of Iyar. So the Rebbe says, now that we're talking about the spiritual, we can understand why we would need healing special in Iyar, as explained in the commentators, that the month of Iyar, when everything is blooming and there's a lot of physicality, so one is tempted and you need healing, you need strength, and you need to be protected. Now we understand why is healing specifically needed in the month of Iyar. Before, we're saying Iyar is a zgula for healing, but why? But now we understand, when we're talking about the spiritual healing, we understand why is healing connected to the month of Iyar. Based on what is explained in the Medrash Shmuel. One of the reasons that we say the Perkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, ki mekan maschil hazman lishamim, because from this point on, the time it gets to warm up, umis oiririm hataivus hagufnims, and the physical desires are awoken. Aroused. And the evil inclination begins to dominate and to become overpower. So why are we learning Pirkei Avos, says the Medrash Shmuel? But this tractate of the Avos is Meleya Toichachos. It's full with rebuke, Umereres as Adam, and it encourages the person Achar Kol Mida Teva, to chase and to follow all good traits, character traits. Umagberes yetzer hatoival yetzer hara, and it strengthens the yetzer toiv to overpower the yetzer hara, the evil inclination. So that you have the power. We're learning it because it's necessary, because the time itself is a time in which the bodily instincts and desires become more forceful to counter that, to offset their influence. We learn Pirkei Avos, which is full of good character trait, to give you the strength to battle and overcome the Yetzirah. V'nimtzo. So according to this, that from the month of Iyar, maschil iker hanichitzus berfuas hanefesh, that is when it begins the main urgency to heal the soul. Kibon she'oz yeshis gabrus ha'yetzahara chul, because that is when there is a strengthening of the yetzahara. So now, Iyar, since we're talking about refuah sanefesh, we see why we need refuah in the month of Iyar. So based on what we said before about the healing of Iyar, when we talk about physical, the Rebbe talked about two things. A, it's a very special healing that comes from Hashem. And B, the power comes from the month of Nisan. So it comes in a way, I Hashem am your healer, uproots it from the beginning. Asher number two, Hakoyach Beis, Hakoyach Hazel Mechodesh Nisan Chodesh Arishon, that the power comes from the month of Nisan, which is the first month. Tzarich Loimar, so we have to say Shal Derech Zeh Hu Gam BeNegeil Refuas HaNefesh BeChodesh Iyar, that in a similar way is also the healing of the soul, which is the month of Iyar. Has these two details. The Hainu, number one, Aleph. B'chodesh Iyar yesh nesinas koyach milamaylo. In the month of Iyar, there is a power given from above. Sherefuas hanefesh, that the healing of the soul, tovei la'odom, b'oifen shel aniyah b'ayrefecha, that it should come to the person in a way, not just healing from here and on, but Eibishter heals you, beyond nature. And number two, The power for that healing comes from the month of Nisan that precedes it. And now the Rebbe will explain how the spiritual healing is A, on the month of Iyar, in a way that Hashem heals you, and how that power of Hashem healing you comes from the month of Nisan. The Rebbe says, Dalet. The Yuvan Zeh will understand it. B'hagdim biyur achiluk bechodesh Nisan vechodesh Iyar b'avodas Adam. So by explaining the difference between the month of Nisan and the month of Iyar in the service of man. Kishem shechodesh Nisan hu chodesh hageula begashmish. As we were talking before, that the month of Nisan is a redemption month physically, and we married it to Hashem's revelation, it is also a spiritual redemption. It's also the time that the Yidden were redeemed spiritually. This is known, as it's known, Shagulas Mitzrayim, redemption of Egypt, wasn't just a physically getting out of Egypt. It is a whole elevation spiritually. A redemption spiritually. Besides being a physical redemption, that the Yidden were freed from the land of Egypt physically. It was also a spiritual redemption. Why? The Yidden, when they were, while they were servants, serving Pari. Nishku betumas Mitzrayim, they sunk into the impurity, the defilement of Egypt. Ad lememtes sharei tumah, to the extent 49, those are the lowest levels. The 49 gates of tumah went all the ways down to the bottom. Valideh shakodesh baruch hu bechvodei ubaatzme niglalei, but the fact that Hashem by himself, with his honor and by himself, revealed himself to them, ugolam, and redeemed them, that's how they got freed. They were redeemed from the Geula of Mitzrayim. Ugeula ruchnis zu, and this spiritual redemption, hoyso ba'oifun shel nisa nisim, it was in a miraculous miracle way, l'mayla menateva, beyond nature, above nature, v'shaloi b'seder v'adroga klal, didn't go in an orderly and a step-by-step way to say, climb out of Tumah a little bit at a time. No, from the lowest level of Tumah to the highest level, all the ways out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, higbiyas Yisroel l'maylo mitumas Mitzrayim l'gamdi. The Eberster raised the Yidden to above from all of the Mitzrayim of Gadol. V'chein hu B'chol Shana V'Shana. The same thing is in every year. B'voi Chodesh Nisan. When the month of Nisan comes, it's happened the very first time out of Egypt, but the same thing is true every year. When the month of Nisan comes, Shechayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmei Kilu Hu Yotzer Mitzrayim. A person must imagine himself as if he went out of Egypt. So it's our time of reflecting, and we need to actually experience as if we left Mitzrayim, so whatever took place then is taking place now. This month it was given the power to each and every one of the Jewish people to free, redeem himself from all undesirable matters, from all undesirables, all the sicknesses, he can free himself. So that he reaches a condition of being free. This is more than just not listening to the Yetzirah, but being free means the Yetzirah doesn't bother you anymore. Not only that you have the power to control, to dominate your Yetzirah, not the opposite, God forbid that the Yetzirah dominates you, but more, you become free. That's the idea, that you have the opportunity on the month of Nisan, when you remember the Exodus to become free. Eloi ze shein tzorch l'mechama klal. You don't need the war anymore. Ki uban chayim, because you're a free person. B'matzav shel chedus ben ha'yetzer hara. You're in a condition, a situation, you're free from the yetzer hara. U'geula ruch nizu shel chodesh nisan. And this spiritual redemption of the month of Nisan, bo lidei bitu bekach, how does this come, express itself, the month of Nisan? That we see you have an opportunity in the month of Nisan, and there is opportunities, Hashem is there. It's the only month that we don't say Tachanun at all throughout the month. When we don't say Tachanun, it means we don't need this. Not that we're losing out because we're not saying it, so we're not forgiven. But fakert, when we ask Tachanun, we have to ask it. But in this month, we get it anyways, by itself. So this spiritual redemption of the month of Nisan, boli debitu bekach, comes to expression in the fact, shohu ha-chodesh ha-yichidi shel kol chodesh ha-shana. It is the only month from amongst all the months of the year, shen ein emrim b'tachnon kol yimei ha-chodesh, which we don't say tachnon the entire days of the month. Ukamosh and Isbair come upon him, as explained many times. The Rebbe is going to explain this. You're going to say, we don't say Tachno. What makes this a special day? On the contrary, you don't say Tachno, you don't get forgiven. Like Tachno means you beseech Hashem and you ask Hashem to forgive you, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, and all the prayers that we say. So you're losing out. So he says, we can't say that. How could we say that we're going to be losing out because this is a special day? And because it's a special day, we're not going to be forgiven. We have to say, because it's a special day, we don't have to say Tachno to be forgiven. So Rebbe says, question is, where come upon me? We've already explained many times. You cannot say that in days you don't say Tachno. And a person doesn't ask forgiveness for his sins, so he's losing out. It's being diminished that which would be accomplished when he said Tachnon. You're not saying it, so you're losing out. You can't say that. So you're not being forgiven and apologized for your sin or removed your sins. You're not getting the benefit of saying Tachno. I can't say that. Dim Kane, because if you would say you're not saying Tachno, so you don't get the Slicha, Mechilo, Slicha, Kapore, and the Ahava, the Vainas, why should a special day be lacking, being to your detriment, that you don't get forgiven? Dim Kane, Davke, Mishum, Shenim, Tsoim, Yem, Sgula, Shenim, Rimech, Tachno. Just because we find ourselves in a very special day, we don't say Tachno, Nishara Odom im Chatov, the person remains with his sin, the Loi Mechilo Slicha, without forgiven, and without sorry, without excuse, without being excused, without being forgiven and excused. How could you say that? Elovade, for sure we have to say, Shebiyomim Shein Eimrim Tachanun, in days that we don't say Tachanun, Nif Elas Slicha Saboino, Mitzad Skula Sayyim Atzmei, the forgiveness, the excuse for the sins, is the special powers of the day itself, the school of the day itself. You don't have to even ask for it. That's why when you don't say Tachnun, it means you get the benefits of the Tachnun without having to say Tachnun. We can't say that you lose out, you don't get it. And here you have a whole month, you don't say Tachno. Wow. That means that this is a very special time in which there is the presence and the day of Hashem that gives you all the forgiveness without you having to say Tachno a whole month. And this is why we don't say Tachno the entire month of Nisan. Kikivon shu chodesh ha-geula, since it is the month of redemption. Shebo Yakodesh Baruch Hu goyel os kol echad echad Yisrael, in which Hashem redeems each and every one of the Jewish people. And he raises him from all above all undesirable matters, like he did in Mitzrayim. Raise them to Memtes Sharetuma, who Eivish is raising us in the month of Nisa. Achu b'matzav shel ben chayrin, until he is in a condition, you're a free person. Ein tzoydech b'amidas tachna, you don't need to say that. Nimtzo. So it turns out, shebechayisdesh nisan ein zekukin le'inyan ha-refuah, that in the month of Nisa, we don't need healing. Refuah is chayli ha-nefesh, to heal the body, the soul. You don't have to heal the soul, because the Eibishter raise you. Sharin mitzoyim b'matzav shebein chayrin, because we are in a condition of free, ulamayla mekol gederin ha-chayli, and above than all definitions, the whole entire sicknesses has no place over there. So therefore, on the month of Nisan, we don't need refuah, the month itself. That's the month of Nisan, the avodah of Nisan. Then what is the avodah of Iyar? Amna minyon ishul chodesh Iyaru b'ktzei hasheni. Iyar is on the other extreme, both physically and spiritually. Hein begashmis, both in physically shows, maskil zman shel hisgabrus hateva. Then begins the time of the strengthening, nature becomes strong. Hainu. So contrast that with Nisan. Not only is it not great miracles, miraculous miracles, but nature starts to dominate. It's a time when nature overpowers. As we see vividly, that is the time the trees grow. You see, everybody can see the powers of nature and their force, etc. That's physically. And also spiritually. Also spiritually, I've said before. Then is the time when the inclination is strengthening itself. We need special power. Beginning with starting to study the Pirkei Avos. In order to overpower the Yetzer. And these are not separate matters, because there is such a physical force that causes a spiritual decline and a battle with the Yetzer. One is the hinges on the other. The Since then is the time in which nature is beginning to dominate, to overpower, to strengthen in the world. This brings about to the strengthening of the Yetzer inclination, and to heat up, and the arousal of all the Taivas, etc., because of the condition. The world is nature then. There is a very physical presence and a strengthening which brings about that battle. To the person, his Yetzer begins to work harder. And we do Pirkei Avos for that. And Vezuhi HaBrocha. So that's why we have the Brocha. Shemizborech Chodesh Iyar Mechodesh Nisan Shalofonov. The blessing that the month of Iyar gets from the month of Nisan that preceded it. Shebrocha Kideboyi. Proper blessing. Yeshba Shnei HaInyonim. It has both matters. One, to give a blessing, has two aspects. Number one, Aleph, Toichen HaBrocha Hu Behesem L'Koicha Shel HaMevorech. The content of the Brocha is fits the power. You can bless. Nisan has the power to bless that which Iyar needs. So first you need the blesser, which is the month of Nisan, has to have the power what to give to the month of Iyar. And number two, on the other hand, it is measured according to the needs of the one who receives the bracha. You have the power to bless, but you got to measure it according to the other person receiving it, or the month receiving it. If you give too much, sometimes you can give, you give them so much good, they cannot accept it. So you got to measure it. Same thing is in our matter. The blessing of the month of Nisan, that it should be, Ani Hashem Refecho. I am Hashem your healer. So what is this? In this blessing we have the both extremes. On one hand, it's a blessing that you have to be healed, which means if you have to be healed, that emphasizes that you find yourself in a condition that you need healing, which means the month of the year. But on the other hand, but how is the healing going to take place? That is fitting to the month of Nisan, Geula b'ifun Nisi, a redemption in a miraculous way. L'mayla miteva ha'olam, higher beyond nature of world. Refuah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of a healing is it going to be? A healing of Hashem, ha'yakeres es ha'cheli mikol v'kol, that uproots the sickness altogether, at all of it. Ki'ilu l'hoysa ma'ilom melchatchil, as if it was never there. Kenal sifalov. So the Rebbe, I said before, so we have the two ideas of Anei Hashem Refecho, and the way it's connected to the previous month, physically, the Rebbe said, and as spiritually, the Rebbe explains that we need that extra power when it comes to the month of Iyar. It's being blessed from the month of Nisan, which is the miracle Hashem helps us, but He gives that bracha over to the month which we need the blessing, but the blessing comes in a way of Ani Hashem Refecho. And very simply, the Rebbe concludes, this is giving us the strength. This gives us the strength. Shagam bechaydashir, that also month of year, yuchala odom lagbia es atzme lamaylo. A person should be able to raise himself higher, mikol in yonim hamevavim chulu, than all in yonim that distract him. Achi b'matzav shel chedus ruchnis, till he reaches a level of spiritual freedom. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Shmini, Mevorchim HaChodesh Iyar Tovshin Mem Zayin.